News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
Now, has the tide turned on how we view grey hair? Or is there still a stigma attached to a head of silver locks? Barbara Scully, author and broadcaster, what do you think?
Professional owl one.
good morning, I certainly Shane. Didn't say that, Barbara.
Yeah, and I mean, you're talking specifically about grey hair on women because it's an entirely different thing when you talk about grey hair
yeah,
on men.
Yeah, fair clarification.
So it is women who generally cause people to go, oh, you're letting your hair go grey, shock, horror. I do think a lot of the stigma has lifted since COVID and since more of us embraced nature's natural way of dealing with our hair as we get older. But there is still an element, certainly, of, you're allowing your hair to go grey. Oh, but I think it has lessened a little bit.
Why is that stigma still there?
That stigma is still there because we live in a patriarchy. We live in a world that is designed. Well, we live in a world where there are big corporations making billions and billions and billions of dollars and euros in profit from women's insecurities. And one of the biggest areas for these companies to make big money is in telling women that they shouldn't be seen to age. It's okay to get older as long as you don't look older. Mm. So the whole anti-aging thing is a huge part of why women are told, oh, don't be letting your hair go grey now. You know, you need to fight aging. So you need to keep, you know, you need to keep dyeing your hair. And I mean, you know, the whole skincare anti-aging thing is part of the same baloney. And, you know, women's insecurities make a lot of profit for big companies. And that is the main reason why.
OK, that's kind of the theory. In practice, when you went to decide to go grey, did you find it difficult, or are we able to say, no, this is the right thing to do for the reasons you just outlined?
Yeah, I'd love to think that if COVID hadn't happened, I would have done it anyway, but I'm not sure that I would have. I did, before COVID, there were times, I mean, I was going to the hairdresser about every 3 weeks, spending over 100 euros in dyeing my hair, putting all these chemicals onto my head and dyeing my hair. I used to say to my hairdresser, I wonder how grey is my hair? Because all you ever saw was, you know, maybe an inch of grey roots coming through. And then COVID came along and hairdressers closed and hairdressers issued, I'm sure your listeners will remember, hairdressers issued a stern warning to us not to be thrown in box colours, to just wait. And they said, buy sprays that you can get to cover up the greys, which I was used to because I do a bit of telly as well. And I was used to these sprays to hide the grey, which are horrible because they make your hair feel filthy and sticky. So I did that for a little while and I cried about it a little while because it just looked to me, it looked unkempt. It looked like I just didn't care. Then I decided to buy some yoga headbands, you know, the very wide headbands.
Yeah.
And I bought about six of them in all kinds of different multicolored, thinking this might make me look kind of cool and trendy and hide the grey. And I just looked like some kind of batty hippie nun. So
Did you come around to it?
Yeah, very quickly. I kind of went, now, it was helped by the fact, Shane, lockdown, you couldn't go anywhere. I wasn't really seeing anybody. So I had that space in which to do it. But very quickly, much more quickly than I would have thought, I started to go, actually, I don't hate this. And then it was, actually, I like this. And I believe that Mother Nature knows what she's doing. I think as our faces start to age as well, that it's softer on our face and it's the way I'm meant to look. So I'm delighted I did it. I'm saving myself a fortune. I'm saving myself about 2.5 hours every 3 weeks as well. So, it's to me, it's an absolute win-win. Oh, now, I'm all about you do you and I do me. But I do think, you know, whereas before COVID, if we saw a woman with silver hair, we would assume she was in her 80s. That has changed. I think now,
Barbara,
you know, we know that there may be younger women like
Barbara,
me.
Barbara Scully, thank you indeed for joining us. Really interesting there.
Yeah. I'm not ready.
No.
Just not happening.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
Weekday mornings at 7 on News Talk.